GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Stop! Tony time now on GHRT. I've waited to say that a long time. Tony Vail is the general manager of the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. George, I've been waiting for you to have an opportunity to meet this fella that is now running the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Welcome to our studios, Mr. Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Great to be here.
Yeah, he's kind of, I don't know, he looks kind of tough, Rick.
I'm not going to mess with him.
He looks like he came out of MMA. I don't know.
I don't know, George. I don't know if I keep over you, my friend.
Wow. But before we start, can we start? We saw 24. We saw 24 up on the sign. Did you know him?
I did. He was a good friend going way back to our teenage years. When he came back with his family, when his dad came back from playing ball in Italy, we played in some summer leagues together. Actually, not for all that long just because his dad yanked him out and put him in the NBA, some of the NBA camps right away. But him, myself, and a couple other guys between Lower Merion, Narberth, and Philadelphia kind of we joined and became friends, and it never stopped over the years, no matter where he went, what he did, me moving around, where I did. We stayed in contact, and what was great is when I went back to Oakland for the second time, and the Lakers came back there for the first time to play the Warriors, and we reconnected. It was like nothing changed. You know, he asked me how I was doing. We kept in touch on things that went on in my life, went on in his life, and it was like when we were, you know, kids playing ball in Philly. Nothing changed, no matter, you know, he was a superstar at every level, not just the NBA, but just in life and accomplishments, and so worldly. But, you know, it was like two guys who just stepped onto the basketball court and had that friendship that two kids develop, and nothing changes it.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's been a couple of rough weeks, but I have to be very honest. My staff at the Cross Insurance Center, particularly yesterday, but just over the last couple of weeks, is they've been my support system. They've seen some emotions come out, but I've been able to lean on them, and they surprised me yesterday with a Kobe jersey to hang in my office, and the tears of joy and appreciation I couldn't hold back. So. Great. You know, the people here have just, it's another example of how great and welcoming and open the folks are here. But particularly my staff has really been looking out for me. So it's been hard, but it's been great to see the support.
Tony, what got you into the arena? But I've been a little, never in the management, but I've been in kind of a, you know, I've been on boards and stuff of arenas. And I've been in, I think, 90% of the arenas in the country. What got you into the arena business?
The arena business was surely, I'm a true story of a phone call and luck. When I was at school, and I'll make a long story short, I was at Hampton University, and I was in my junior year and trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do, and, you know, not the best student in the world, and sports was done for me, and the Cleveland Browns came calling to start an internship. They got a hold of a professor that I had a good relationship with, and he said, "You have an opportunity, you need to get yourself together. You don't have a choice. You're going to Cleveland. You're going to take that internship." I went there, and away we went. And that's literally what got me started back in 1999 with the Browns and opening their new stadium. And, you know, 10 moves later, here I am in lovely Bangor.
We're lucky to have you. Tony Vail, GM with the Cross Insurance Center. Some Q&A on GHRT. Let's get to some of the big shows that are coming up. I'm not talking Baby Shark Live, but I'm talking about the big shows that are coming up.
God.
I'm excited that you got Ringo Starr and his all-star band coming back. I think it's in June.
It is in June. Ringo's coming back with the Yvette Brothers. June 9th. We're really excited that he's coming back. But even before that, you know, we're just in the next couple of weeks, we have the annual NPA tournament at the Cross Insurance Center that we are really excited about. I know me, selfishly, you know, as a basketball guy particularly, and all I've heard about high school basketball here in the area, can't wait for that. But then after that, we have Mercy Me. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Mercy Me's coming back. It's actually doing better than it was in previous years as far as ticket sales, so we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We have Gabriel Iglesias, Big Fluffy, as he's called, coming up, as well as PBR, Monster Trucks. We're looking at a couple other shows that I can't put names out, but hopefully we'll go on the calendar for April-ish. So we're looking at having a pretty good concert calendar before the spring summer hits, which is a different for the building going towards the past. We've tried to add some different things to the calendar since we've gotten here to give more content to the folks here. So we're excited about our event calendar. It's picking up, and we're getting a lot of requests from agents and promoters and other folks. So it's we have an upside as far as what we're going to do here and where we're going.
The logistics that you have to deal with is something that years ago we didn't have to deal with. I'm just thinking, yeah, you've had monster trucks in there, and now we're going to put the bulls in there again. Now, I've had some experience outdoors, and it can be a disaster. If one of the bulls, in fact, there's a long story here in Bangor. One of the bulls got loose one year.
Remember that, the Bangor State Fair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the board of directors. Don't even remind me.
Yep.
No, I don't want to hear about it again. But how do you make that switch over when you bring the bull rider? You got to throw dirt down in there. You got to have put gates up. You got to keep the bulls out of the crowd. You don't want...
It's a pretty fluid process. You'd be very surprised. I mean, between the PBR folks... The dirt folks bring in the guys that set up all the panels and corrals for the bulls. You're talking some very, very heavy steel panels that they've used to corral these bulls. The folks that control the bulls have, whatever they do, they have a good control of them. Getting the dirt in and out is a very fluid process with loaders and backhoes and bobcats, etc. And between their staff, my staff, we have a very clear plan. There's loading schedules for the dirt, getting it in, getting it set up, getting it good for the event, and then we hit it right afterwards to get it right out. So it's messy, but it's actually as clean, it's kind of an oxymoron. It's the cleanest dirt process you'll probably ever deal with in the industry.
It's Tony Vail, GM with the Cross Insurance Center, and we don't want to end this conversation without making an invitation to everyone to come to the Cross Insurance Center Gala, which is coming up on May 1st.
And if you, May 2nd.
May 2nd?
May 2nd. Saturday, May 2nd.
You better get that date right.
That was the last minute game time change here on you, Rick.
Oh, it is. Okay, well, that gives me one extra day to get the work done for it because we got plans.
Yeah, you're going to have to get your monkey suit on.
Yeah, getting monkey suit on. And also, last year's video when we were driving people to the Cross Insurance Center Gala, that was a fun thing. We got something else up our sleeve. But at this event, it's known as the biggest night of giving, because the sponsors pony up all the dough. Three nonprofits are there. And when you come to this event, you get to vote to see which of the three nonprofits gets extra money to continue their good work. And I'll give you a URL in a moment or two to find out where you can go online to be a part of the Cross Insurance Center Gala on Friday the 2nd. Check that, Saturday, May 2nd. But when we come to that event and when we come to the basketball tournament this year, and as we experienced during the... Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce annual awards, there's extra security, which is a necessity. Tell us about it.
So we've taken a hard look the last few months. Myself, my AGM, Rob Copeland here, who's glad enough to join me, we looked at the security procedure for the building, and we realized that we needed to increase them, make the building more secure. It's a mass gathering facility, large facility in the area that does the most high-profile events in the area. So that's commensurate with all the other buildings in the area. So the security levels needed to be at the same, just like when you go into Boston or Portland or wherever it may be. So what you saw, Rick, is we have our guests coming through walk-through magnetometers. We have the hand wands. So it's a very clean process with guests. They come up just... You have tables set up, you get your bag checked or searched, you go through the mag, it's clean, very kind of a cursory search, but it's something to make sure our guests, our staff, everybody comes to the Cross Insurance Center feels more secure and safe. And we've got a lot of great feedback, particularly with the chamber dinner. There's been a lot of concerns, but we've tried to implement it as slowly but efficiently as we possibly could, and now we're getting to the level where it's become norm for folks to come into the Cross Center, go through security, and know what the process is.
What about the high school tournament? Will that present any? I mean, you get to all the hundreds of kids and the parents, but hundreds of kids coming in there who maybe don't understand the whole deal.
Well, some of them it's probably going to be new to them for the first time, the folks that have been there before, but we've gone through a couple different walkthroughs. We have a couple different plans in place, kind of a plan A, plan B, plan C for how folks are going to come in, knowing that we're going to get big crowds, big rushes at various times. So we're prepared to get people in certain ways. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for some folks probably who aren't used to it, but hopefully with a little bit of cooperation and patience from folks who understand why security is needed, they'll come through. We'll be happy to answer any questions, concerns right on the spot as they come in, and they'll know this become the norm. And honestly, for a tournament that is the most important thing, or one of the most important things in this community, I think it's important for them to know that we take it that seriously.
Tony Vail, GM with the Cross Insurance Center. You see, you weren't here when we had the Bangor Auditorium with its roof on upside down and the chair that we, off microphone, George mentioned the chair. You would sit in those chairs or you would sit in those bleachers and you'd get what were called bleacher buns. Because, man, those got tired over time.
As a guy who ran the old Veteran Stadium and some other old places in sports, I know what that feels like.
Yeah, but now you got these prime seats. So if you're going to sit and take in 1, 2, 3 high school basketball games or come to a concert, you're sitting in some pretty serious comfort in the CIC.
Oh, it's I got to tell you, for this area, this region, and I was surprised at all the amenities of the building. You know, you mentioned the seats, how comfortable they are, the sit in, the width, etc. But just the access, the availability of concessions, bathrooms, ATMs, parking. You know, we the building has every amenity from the exterior to the interior. That as a guest, you know, what you expect is from the guest experience. We have all that to offer in addition to our great staff. So it's something that it's the folks who lived through the old auditorium should obviously take pride in what that building had, but then really take pride in what the community here in Bangor has supported and now has and can take ownership of, and know that when they come to the NPA tournament, our concerts, convention center events, our convention center is just as important as our arena, and appreciate all that the building has to offer.
All right, you're leaving, so were you a point guard?
Yes, sir.
Don't serve me.
If you haven't seen it yet, Tony, can you show George the ring?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm looking at the ring. What's that ring?
So I'm wearing my 2015 Golden State Warriors championship ring. I was fortunate enough to go through a bunch of good years there, my last stint, and we came out with 3 rings. Probably should have had 4, but that's a set to discuss for another time. But this one, it's the first ring. I've been in this business 23 years, and I've worked every single sport. I've worked in every single building. Long story short, I always wanted a ring. I was with the Eagles for those years when we got to the NFC Championships, and we lost every year. God bless Coach Reed, Big Red, for getting the ring that he got this past Super Bowl. He really deserves it. So when I finally got the first ring with the Warriors, going through all the sports, trials, tribulations, ups and downs, this one meant so much to me, so I take a lot of pride in it.
Tony Beal, good to have you in Bangor, Maine. We're blessed to have you. Bless you, George, for sneezing right then. General Manager of the Cross Insurance Center, Tony Beal, thanks for being a part of a program. You're welcome back anytime.
Rick, George, thank you so much. It's great to be here. It's great to be here in Bangor. Thank you all.
Find him online at www.crossinsurancecenter.com. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.